The economy of Venezuela was in crisis long before the coronavirus pandemic ravaged Latin American countries, and its economic collapse has had a huge impact on neighboring Colombia, where hospitals and schools are struggling to support 2 million Venezuelan refugees. But as John Otis reports, the crisis has produced at least one silver lining.
Venezuela is home to the largest oil reserves in the world, and until recently, it boasted the world's lowest gasoline prices, less than a penny per gallon. But that prompted smugglers to move millions of gallons across the border into Colombia, where gas sells at market prices and where they could make huge profits. On clandestine trails like this one, smugglers used bicycles, mules, and handcarts to haul Venezuelan fuel to the Colombian border city of Cúcuta. Then, like moonshiners, they would sell it out of plastic jugs from garages in back alleys and along highways. Like stopping the flow of illegal drugs, clamping down on cheap contraband gas proved impossible, says Marco Arevalo, a former official with Colombia's transportation ministry. Eventually, he says, there were hardly any gas stations left in Cúcuta because it wasn't a viable business. With almost no legal fuel sales in Cúcuta, the city government lost out on millions of dollars in gasoline taxes. And with so many smugglers hauling, pouring, and storing contraband fuel, there were a lot of accidents. Former smuggler Alvaro Alvarezin recalls how a spark from a cell phone set his fuel warehouse on fire and destroyed three vehicles. But what finally forced Alvarezin to stop after 15 years of smuggling was a supply problem. Venezuela's oil industry has collapsed, and most of its refineries have shut down. The resulting fuel shortages mean that gas in Venezuela now sells for as much as $10 a gallon on the black market. Now, Alvarezin says, there's no more cheap fuel to smuggle into Colombia. About 1,300 smugglers were thrown out of work, while long lines began forming at the few legal gas stations still operating in Cúcuta. The Colombian government responded by forming a business cooperative made up of ex-smugglers. Some were given jobs at a newly opened chain of legal filling stations, like this one on the outskirts of Cúcuta. One of the rookie employees is Victor Estupiñan, who was once arrested for fuel smuggling and had to pay a large fine. He makes less money pumping gas, but says, I prefer this job because I'm no longer viewed as a criminal. Some Colombian motorists along the border complain that they must now pay about twice as much for gas at service stations. But that's okay with taxi driver Levi Tarazona. He points out that contraband gas was sometimes adulterated and caused engine damage. He claims that Colombian gas is cleaner. Meanwhile, the collapse of gas smuggling has been a boon for filling stations. A few years ago, there were only four in Cúcuta, a city of nearly a million people. Now, there are 39. And some people I talk to say that smugglers are now beginning to take Colombian gas into Venezuela. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Cúcuta, Colombia.